North Tonawanda resident Sarah Cross does not go a day without getting sick. She has lumps all over her body and a one-pound tumor removed from her stomach. She has inexplainable pain and constant headaches, and she's only 38.
I mean, I've suffered with health problems my entire life, not knowing really where it stems from.
One of her neighbors on Forbes Street has compiled a list of 17 current and former residents diagnosed with cancer. Their homes are a stone's throw away from a former municipal and industrial landfill that previously held 80 dump truck loads of buried Love Canal waste. The landfill closed in 1968 and was left to nature. Mature trees and trails give it the appearance of a park. Cross said her childhood memories of the orange pond that never fully froze, dozens of rusted chemical drums, and battery casings stacked waist high were suspicious. Some kids sustained chemical burns from getting splashed by the orange water, she said. For 25 years, state authorities maintained that this 20 to 25-acre property did not pose a significant threat to the public, and no studies have been conducted to determine whether there is a link between the landfill and the neighborhood health problems.
To say that this posed no risk to us is just not right.
Cross's concerns are valid. The state had the Love Canal waste removed last year, but state commission tests show the property remains dangerous with a host of contaminants, including heavy metals like lead and cancer-causing PCBs and pesticides. This prompted the Department of Environmental Conservation in December to change its mind and classify the landfill as a Superfund site. That's left residents worried and wondering if any of the health problems they suffer with could have been caused by what was and still is buried by their homes.
State health officials should be very interested in this.
That's Wilma Subra, a Superfund expert based in Louisiana who consults with citizens about environmental issues.
They will say, well, you don't have proof it's cause and effect. But in fact, the chemicals are known to cause the health impacts that the people around the site are experiencing.
The DEC commissioned a report in 1989 that concluded the property did not pose a significant risk to the public. That report did, though, recommend remediation. At the very minimum, the landfill needed a cap to contain the contamination and a fence to limit public access.
Yeah, well, obviously that didn't happen.
None of that happened.
Right.
That's Robert Cliff, supervisor for the town of Wheatfield, which owns the landfill. He was unaware of those recommendations. Subra, the Superfund expert, said a cap and fence are necessary.
That's unbelievable because most of the time when the landfill is operated, it has to have limited access. And then when it's closed, it definitely has to have fencing around it to make sure people don't trespass.
The Crosses fled Love Canal in 1981. Sarah's mother, Varsha, said she never thought that nightmare would haunt her family again.
I don't want to relive Love Canal. That was an awful experience. And to find out we're right back where we started. And if not, it's even worse chemicals than the ones we left. It broke my heart. It's money, politicians, and it's totally criminal.
Cliff said he does not know how long it will take to remediate the landfill, and the DEC refused to answer questions for this story. Lori Galbo lives one street west of the landfill. She said neither the DEC nor the town of Wheatfield are doing enough to protect the public.
And in the meantime, they have residents of this town that are going through there with the bikes and the ATVs. And from what I've heard, people walk back there. And you're endangering the health and safety of the residents of your town.
For WBFO, I'm Dan Telvach with Investigative Post.